Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
All right, former state senator Jeff Hayden back with us in studio.
Yeah, yeah.
As always, I know you like this music. Right here.
I love it, man. I love it.
Love having you in studio, man. I appreciate you coming in on this rainy evening, but we got 30 minutes to chop it up.
Yep.
To the top of the hour, we talk Vikings with Matthew Collar coming up next. But I want to, because, man, you're so eloquent and just how you're able to dissect so many things in politics. And you have a great feel for and great conversations with people from all sides.
Mm-hmm.
I have a very simple question to pose, and I know that you're the type of person that can take us behind the scenes and we can dig a little bit deeper. But the question is this. With everything that is happening, mm-hmm. from the Hortman's deaths, what happened to the Hoppins, what's going on with the tragedy with Charlie Kirk, political violence,
mm-hmm.
and the way that people are operating, mm-hmm. in the U.S. right now is beyond unacceptable. I think that we all Absolutely. Understand that. We get that. Like, we're living in dangerous times.
Absolutely.
How do we turn down the temperature with regards to political violence? Because it's something that all year long, people have said we need to do,
mm-hmm.
but how do you think, or what do you think are the first few steps for us to be able to positively do that and impact it?
So, you know, I was thinking about this on the way over, and since we chatted, I knew I was going to be on. You know, like facetiously, and this is a really serious situation, there's like a kind of a safe word that people will have. You know what I'm saying? Like blueberries, right? Like something that triggers them to say that when they went too far, right? So today, if I go too far, I want you to say blueberry, you
mm-hmm.
know? And this isn't a laughing matter, but what it gets to is the point of when these things happen, people's emotions get to them. When we're so polarized, right, no matter if you're on the far left or the far right or you're up or you're down, when you get so deeply entrenched and you get to a point to when you feel like you need to hurt someone in order to make your point, you need to think of that safe word. You need to pull back a little bit and start to humanize people. And one of the things that I find as I talk to people all across the state, I don't care if I'm getting texts from, say, the former majority leader, Senator Tom Bach, who was the Democratic majority leader, turned independent and now, you know, kind of rolls with the Republicans. And I if Tom's listening, I think he would agree. You know, he, or if I'm talking to a local a legislator here who's on the far left, or if I'm talking to my Republican friends, everybody needs to take a step back and realize that we're all human and that the way that our society works is civilly, and what America would pride itself on, not always, right? Because, I mean, we did go through the 60s, the turbulent 60s and early 70s, and there was a lot of civil unrest, and then they turned to violence as well. But what we try to pride ourselves on is this civic dialogue, this ability for us to to disagree in a way that gets our point across, be persuasive. So how it's supposed to work is that if, let's just use politics, if the Democrats are in control, right, and the Republicans feel like what the Democrats did over the last couple of years that they've been in control, we're going to run into an election cycle where the governor, there's a U.S. Senate seat, there's the Minneapolis, there's going to be the, this is even before the Minneapolis race, which is now, but there's going to be the whole legislature, all the constitutional officers. You go out and you say, hey, let me tell you why I think that this party is wrong, and let me lay out why it's bad for you and why you should vote for me.
Yeah.
Right? That there's that. What's happening now is people are taking matters into their own hands. And I think there's a couple of things. This has happened before, but it seems to be amplified. And I think a lot of it is social media.
Thank you.
And I know that, and I know that that is an easy thing to say, but here's what happens to social media. And I didn't really understand it for a while, is they feed you a steady dose of whatever you're looking at. However you feel. Social media by design doesn't feed you diverse opinions. If you're looking at a Mercedes on, you know, both of you and I have Mercedes. Hey, I'm not trying to tell anybody business. But if we're looking for a new one, right, they're not showing us Cadillacs. Are they not showing us, right, they kind of show you what the new Mercedes is and why. And next thing you know, you'll get a call from somebody saying, hey, I saw you looking. So what happens is that rhetoric keeps going back to you, and it feeds you to a point to where I think without having a diverse viewpoint, diverse opinions, are looking to share your opinion with someone that's diverse from you, you feel like things are probably worse than they are, and you got to take it in your own hands.
Yeah, that is definitely something that, you know, I agree with you 100%. Social media is something that, at least in my opinion, it's more hurtful than helpful in mm-hmm. society. Mm-hmm. And that's just my opinion. People mm-hmm. can disagree or whatever. But I think that one of the issues that I'm having right now is that I think the common sense approach and the human approach, because you talked about like humanizing things, right? And we should all should be careful and loving and caring in a way for each other, regardless of whether we agree or disagree about things or not, is understand that right now the thing that we can't be doing is this whole thing of, well, the left is doing it. They're the perpetrators right. of this. The right is doing. That's they're right. the perpetrators. Regardless of what the stats say, because we right. know what the stats say.
That's right.
But I'm not going to get into what the stats say because right. some people don't want to hear what the stats are. Right. To me right now, it doesn't matter about what the stats say,
mm-hmm.
what the percentages say. What I'm saying is it's wrong, and we all need to look in the mirror and understand right. that we all have – a responsibility
that's right.
to lower the temperature.
That's right. You know, Henry, you give me opportunity to come on this show, you know, a lot. I do a regular bit tomorrow with your colleague, Vanita. We do a thing called Capital Clash in the morning with Amy Koch, who's a Republican, former Republican Senate leader. I'm a former Democratic Senate leader. Amy and I get along. There's a lot of things we agree upon. But there's a whole bunch of things in terms of style and philosophy and the way where she grew up and where I grew up that we yep. disagree on. So we have this conversation right on this airway in 12 hours or so. We're going to be having a conversation and we'll probably have a different take. But we also can get done with that and still work on issues together or still figure it out. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to lift the dialogue up, which is to say it's OK to be disagreeable. That's OK. But when you take it in your own hands, when all of a sudden you start to spit that out, or if you want to remove somebody from the conversation, then what you're doing now is you're only talking to yourself. You're not getting that other person's opinion. Really quick, a quick anecdote is I had went and visited a colleague's brother who lived in Western Minnesota, this 8-9 years ago. We were in the combine together and he was really mad. I think it might have been the Philando Castile around between that or maybe Jamar Clark. One of the real big issues mm-hmm. that happened in Minneapolis. And the people had got on the freeway, right? And stopped all the cars, right? I'm pretty sure it was before George Floyd. And he was really mad about it because his granddaughter needed to get to Minneapolis to get a cochlear implant. That's the mm-hmm. thing that helps you hear mm-hmm. over here at Abbott Northwestern. And he yep. was really pissed off because he couldn't get there, missed an appointment.
Of course.
Took another 6 weeks. He's really upset. I reminded him, because I hang around other people than just the people I grew up with, that the farmers had done the same thing in the early 80s. We got Farm Aid coming up right now.
Yep.
Around that same time, the farm industry was tanking. And the farmers from all over the state drove to the state capitol and created a blockade to make a point of what was happening to the family farm. we were in a combine when I was having the conversation. He still was not okay with his baby missing her appointment, but he understood that they felt like that was the only thing that they needed to do to bring attention to losing the family farm. And tune, African-American people at the time felt that stopping the freeway was the only thing that they could do to draw attention to police misconduct. That's the kind of conversation that we can have, and we can go from there. We still may not always be on the same page, but we can find, we can start to tune in to the things that we feel like we have to do, or the things that we, to how we draw attention to our plight by doing similar things.
Before we head to break, the other follow-up question to this is, who is most responsible for turning the temperature down? I think that we all as Americans, every single person is responsible. But I do think that the person that is in charge, that will be Donald Trump, is most responsible. If we're talking about layers of responsibility, I think he's most responsible, but I don't think that he is actually capable of lowering it, though.
Yeah, I mean,
and that's the issue I have.
You would always want to say your elected leaders. Those are the people who you elect. I don't care if it's President Trump or the U.S. Senate, U.S. House, certainly your local leaders. However, there's always somebody behind the curtain. And a lot of those people are in a position that you and I are in right now. A lot of these people are in the media, or people behind that are pushing out the images of social media. And those people get everybody worked up. And often it's the people who are affirming the leader's position on an issue, right? So I'm not letting elected officials, in particular President Trump, off the hook, but I'm also saying that we all have to take some responsibility.
Absolutely.
And especially those of us that have the opportunity and the privilege, and I consider this a privilege to be able to sit here and talk to you and have this discussion. If we start to look at it that way and we start taking it down, and I get other opportunities, I'm on Almanac and that issue, and people call,
we
and I always think that it is my responsibility to articulate what's going on, tell people how I feel, but do it in a way that they can resonate. Before we go to break, the other great compliment I got from someone, it was a person, gentleman, just happened to be white and happened to be older. He came up to me and he said, "I know who you are." He told me who I was. He said, "I disagree with everything you say, but I love the way you say it."
That's deep. That's deep. That is deep. Yeah, I just wish that in a political realm that we should be able to. I know he no, that wasn't you. That wasn't you. That was Chris. I think that was, I don't know. I don't know who that was. I don't know what was.
Out.
No, it's all good. It's maybe some with the headsets. But the bottom line is this: I wish that we could operate and work in the way that, like, if I'm at a bar, right, and somebody's saying something, or we're not getting along, whatever, you know what I do? I just leave.
Right.
I just walk. I'm not putting my hands on you. Don't keep your keep your hands to yourself.
That's
whatever.
Right.
I ain't got time for it.
That's right.
That's how we should be operating in life.
That's
because
right.
We should all be respectful of other people's space. Another segment with Jeff Hayden joining us in studio right here on the Lake Show. All right, the text line from the 952, Lake, what is your timeline for announcing your candidacy for governor?
You don't want to be a host and do that here.
Hashtag support. Well, I appreciate the compliment. From the 612, we know we've been hearing this all day long. People do not believe the media anymore. That's why they look on social media. You've created this yourself. Couple things about that text. Number one, this is a big time story. We've been talking about this and we'll continue to talk about it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure.
or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
If you don't believe the media anymore, that's a you problem. And you're probably somebody that has bought into the media is bad takes from Donald Trump for the last 8 or 9 years. If you trust social media more than actual journalists, you are the problem. You're creating a problem for yourself. But with all that being said, Jimmy Kimmel is a big-time talker right now. Sure. Everybody's, you know, I led the show talking about the first 30 minutes. Just what is just kind of like your general thoughts about what is taking place in the last 24 hours? Because this seems a little bit scary.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it just hinges on, you know, the First Amendment, and that means a lot to different people, you know. But the ability for, number one, someone to get on a platform like this or the huge platform that Jimmy Kimmel has and speak their mind has always been acceptable, no matter if they were conservative or if they, you know, Rush Limbaugh and all these guys.
Whether it was Charlie Kirk or
Charlie
Rush Limbaugh,
Kirk,
whoever
Rush Limbaugh
it is.
Or the Tavis Smiley and,
yep.
or Jimmy Kimmel or Stephen Colbert. And if you are going to eliminate him or pressure him out because you don't like what he says and you're a conservative, here's my analogy. In my 12 years in the legislature, I was in the majority in the House, the minority in the House, the majority and the minority in the Senate a couple of times. And I served under three governors, Governor Pawlenty, Governor Dayton, and Governor Walz. The political winds shift, right? People change their minds and you look up and there's somebody else in. So in this case, if conservative or mostly Republican folks don't like Jimmy Kimmel, or I just read something in your ticker that said maybe The View is up next, what happens when the political winds shift and then all of a sudden a more progressive or liberal group of people come in and then they want to start to take out the conservative voice that's out there and literally go through it and then and pressure companies or organizations through the FCC or other mechanisms to kick them off? I think that is what we have to kind of figure out here. I didn't see anything specifically that even related to Mr. Kirk other than he didn't say anything about him. He just talked about how felt like the people who
grieving.
Supported him
mm-hmm.
felt, right? And so there was a little bit of distance
well,
from there.
He asked him, he said specifically, he played. I think that Donald Trump gets upset and he gets in his feelings when he's put on blast when people talk about things that he said.
Right.
Like when you play video of him saying things and it seems weird or seems off
right.
or he has a misstep, whatever, then he gets upset.
Yeah, and you know, like when you decide that you want to be a public servant and you want to get into this business, you usually got about 51% of the people with you, 49% not, or vice versa. And people and you know, just as a state senator, I can't tell you the amount of Twitter traffic I've had over the years and people calling me this or that, going after my skin color or my appearance or what they perceive to be my take on issues. And I'm talking about people on the left.
Yeah.
I'm not even talking about the kind of my natural adversary, which would have been the more conservative folks. I'm talking about people on my side when you get into these kind of nitty gritty issues inside the city around police or parks or the land. So you have to be able to take that. And if you can't do that, especially at the highest office in the land, then I question, like, is this the right deal for you? Because it can't be my way or the highway. If we start going on down that road, then this dystopian future that we've been seeing on TV, you know, Handmaid's Tales and all these other kind of shows, we're going closer to there than going the other way, which is about opportunity and freedom and your ability to express yourself.
All right, we got about a minute and a half left. I do got one final question for you. We know now that Governor Walz is going to run for
yes,
third term.
Yes.
This is the deal. People continue to say, and I agree with them, that he's vulnerable, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure how vulnerable. The reason why I say this is because until you provide a legitimate candidate and somebody that people look at and we see what they're running on and their platform and their policies, then I'm going to assume that he is the front runner. Because I said this last time when it was Scott Jensen. I said, that ain't getting it. So I need to see who the legitimate person is that's going to be opposing him. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, I think that the governor – first of all, I think that in – when you look at first term, midterms of any sitting president, with the exception of a couple of things, that it usually goes the other party's way. So that should work for Walz. He also has an advantage, and he's a world, and his name recognition is high. So the Republicans have to run someone on not only that they got to get name recognition and money. There is an issue, this fraud issue, and I've said it to the all the governors, people, and everybody. Yep. That's a real issue that we got to fix. But you have to do more than say, here's what happened. You got to say, what would I do?
Yep.
And that's what I think the course is that you can't just run on what went bad. You got to run on what you're going to do and how you're going to turn whatever your issue is around.
Yep. He knocks it out the park every single time. Jeff Hayden in studio.
My man. Good to see you guys.
Have an awesome weekend, my
appreciate
man.
Appreciate you.
All right. Coming up next, we'll talk to Minnesota Viking football with Matthew Collar, the Purple Insider. He joins us next on The Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.